You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Crackle, crackle, this is Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Soft dongs can rock a man's confidence, and The Bonfire hosts are no exception to that rule. Here, Dan and Jay describe the times they couldn't rise to the occasion. Enjoy.
As a man that has had his soft piece sucked on, there's not a part of you that doesn't immediately just go like, I'm so sorry, this isn't happening immediately. Oh, any delay in a boner, and you're like, Christine, as a woman, does it feel weird when you're just like, it's just a little fucking soft little nub?
It feels like you failed.
All right. Well, so that's a two-way street in that.
She's saying she's going deep, much deeper into the encounter than you're talking.
Oh.
She's saying if a guy is like not getting hard, I guess, or it's taking forever for him to get hard from that. But starting, in fact, I've had this argument a lot. Christine's gotten mad that I've pulled my wang out and it's not hard yet.
Yeah, ladies love a running start.
She goes, I mean, it's not even hard already. And we were like making out or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm 40.
I'm a 40-year-old man. Do you know what it takes me to get hard in my jeans?
I'm not 17 where I'm just like, oopers, it's about to happen. I'm like, hey, get it there. Put a little F in.
16 years old, just a nice walk by. The smell of a lady. If you keep that into your 30s, you're a serial killer.
That's where you get the actual that fill up in your pants. If a girl was like, what are you doing right now? You know, what are you doing right now?
Yeah.
You get like,
what are you doing right now?
Yeah. Just that. It's like when you're blowing up a giant inflatable and you first start seeing it come through. You're blowing for a while. And all of a sudden it just goes like, like an immediate one. That's like, but yeah, I'm 43.
But do you remember the first time you panicked over a boner as a man? I was like 20 years old. I was 20 and I was spinning. I was spinning and I was in my own head and I was like, fuck, it's not working.
You know what, dude? You drank and shit
a lot
and did all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Very different thing for me. I was going to say, why didn't it happen for me younger? I had zero problems until I was on the road one time and a girl who was, gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
Crazy body came to my show. I was passing. She was, I think she had hooked up with somebody on the rock tours I was on.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't like a relationship, right? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And she came back to see my comedy show when I was in that town again. And she like completely, I had a joke. I think it was I had a joke about butthole, like shaving butthole hair or something.
Yeah.
It was definitely after the tours. And because it was before I went home. I went to Kansas City. It was before I went home from the tour. I went to Kansas City.
Yeah, and she was on. You met her on the tour, and then she came out to see you in Kansas City.
I think it was that time I was there.
And as the late great Patrice O'Neill always used to say, comedians, that stage is your red sun and your Superman.
So
you get a smoking hot girl in a comedy club, and if you have a good set.
But she was even with like a dude who I thought was like a guy. I didn't think anything of it. And she just she goes, can we go back to like your hotel? I think she like smoked pot or something. And I was like, yeah. And says a thing like, I'm not coming back to like fuck. So get that out of your head right away. I go, it wasn't in my head.
Yeah. Whatever, lady.
I was just like, I'm not like,
if we get back fast enough, we'll get a cookie from the front desk.
She was just like a chick that in my mind, I was like, isn't like coming out for this reason, but whatever it was, she came in the room and just like, I mean, was not like shy about it at all. It was like everything was like, she like pulled her pants down and showed me her pussy from like behind without me. I said I made the asshole hair joke.
Yeah,
she goes, do I have any, like, can you look and see if I, and you're like,
what?
Yeah, you're trying to show me your puss. But I was
did you give her a very medical tone when she said that? You went, I could take a look. Would you like me to take a look?
So let's say I was like 32, I guess, when this is happening, right? And like, so I'm saying this is the first time I've ever had this happen. We got up there and she was so aggressive sexually. Like, do this, pound it like this, do it over here. I like this way.
You got baffled by the instructions.
I was doing a bass squeeze the entire time. I couldn't believe how much I couldn't get fucking rocked up for this broad.
Yeah.
And it was just pure intimidation of like, dude, like she's like calling me on it like every 5 seconds.
This is a problem that they often say college football players have when they go to the NFL. The speed of the game was different. You couldn't handle the speed of the game. You were just like, what? Oh, fuck. Okay. And she's like, slap it, flip it, twist it. And you go like, oh, what was that second one?
And it's just, it's not like, you know what it is, dude? In some weird way, it's not that I haven't hooked up at that point with like girls that I think are beautiful. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or are just beautiful that anyone would think. It's not that. It was that she was hot and just like so aggressive that you're like, I don't know what thoughts were going through my head. Almost like, is there a hidden camera? Is she trying to get me in some? It was like, so that's what I was saying. Any girl that I've hooked up with that was like at that point in my life, especially where I was like, oh, they're hot. Not that I put the time in, but there was like such a build because I can't just go like, so are we doing this or what?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like an hour of conversation. Just
you're a like, you feel like it's a shuttle launch. You have to wait for no cloud cover. Oh, you have to wait for everything to be cool. And you're like, I'm going to do this.
I want
to
walk in the room and just fuck. But I'm just like, who's going to be like, I have now I have to get in the room. I've got him on in the arena. Now I have to prove my whatever, you know,
now you have to win her heart.
Yeah, or at least
or a puss.
Yes, I have to win her puss at very least.
Win the lady's puss.
And I just always felt so the fact that may have been like one of the first times in my life, not the, but probably one of the first time in my life, again, with a girl that hot that came in and was just like, will you just fuck this shit out of me? And I'm like, I don't think I can.
What? What? That's like one of the guys at a bar being like, fight me, motherfucker, knock me out. And you go, I don't want to fight you. This is a lot.
You're saying it like that makes me think you're better at it than I am.
Oh, you're all up in my face. I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do what you're asking me to. Stop. Stop. I can't.
The great Bobby Kelly was our guest, and he immediately tried to set Dan straight about his love for big boobs with a cautionary tale of his own. Later, Bobby bonds with DJ Lou over hats.
Dan likes sundress pussy. He likes sundress pussy, like I fall pussy, like leaves, like leaves
it.
Falling.
But I like, doesn't like mean I don't like. Are you trying to tell me I don't like big?
No,
cans,
no. But
Bobby?
He likes.
Are you trying to tell me the thing that I?
No,
like?
But he likes a split. In that sundress, he likes to see a big split going down the middle, though. He really that's his thing.
Damn right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mean, gap, right. Like a big
Jason?
Gap.
No, like big boobs. You. Butthead?
I guarantee if Dan and I, Dan, I love you. You know that. If you were in a room with those big titties, you'd give up. You'd give up. You'd be like, ah.
No, wait a minute.
I'm gonna go play Madden.
I will say going at a big, huge jug, like when you're holding two boulders in your hand, it does feel funny when you go back and forth. You do feel like a baby going like, oh, wah, 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 it's back and forth. It's odd.
Or you're hitting a block and sled in football. Get those hips under.
Big titties. I had a girl.
That's where you
did,
go.
Sam Houston College. I had to stay an extra day back in the day. If you stayed the extra day, it was a cheaper flight. And I had to stay the extra day. I think it was an all black college. Me, Tracy Morgan, and somebody else. And I stayed the extra day. And this girl called my phone. I was in the hotel in the dorms. And she was around, I don't know, 250. And she's like, okay, what are you doing?
Right.
I was like, nothing. And she goes, you want company? I was like, sure. All of a sudden, 2 seconds later, she was in the hallway on the payphone. And she came in, big girl, sat on the edge of my bed. I had a bag of Doritos. I remember she grabbed the bag of Doritos and just started eating my Cool Ranch. And
damn, unabashed.
It'd be better if she grabbed the bag and crushed it and then just put all the fucking crumbs in her mouth in one shot. She's like,
the powder. Yeah. She had the powder on her cheeks.
And I had,
she goes, we're gonna do this. Had, this is the powder for Cool Ranch.
She like a wrestler, just blinded me and sucked my dick.
Yeah, blinding salts.
she I remember I had the pull away sweatpants on. And she just ripped. She just reached over, ripped them off, and just started grabbing my little pecker. And she still had cheese stuff on her hands. And she had the Cool Ranch. On my dick.
It looks like glitter. It does. It's all white and sparkly red.
I was
blue.
Just gonna say that it's flavor, dude. It's flavor glitter.
And then, so I remember I got up and went over and I pulled her tits out, and they were, I had to hold one in two hands. And I remember I picked it up and it was like eating watermelon. I just, I was like, and I was sucking on it, and it got heavy, and I was trying to move it around, and I didn't know what to do, and I just quit. I was like, I don't know if we should do this. And then she was like, come here.
I've quit.
I go, this is, you know what? I'm sorry. I think my eyes were bigger than my stomach. I'm sorry.
That's also the problem, too, is the coming fast when you're doing a sex thing you're like not even that super into. And when you come fast, and then the other person's like, so now me? And you're like, shit. Like, I realize now I shouldn't have done this to begin with.
I'm in too deep.
A missed moment in fat porn, if it doesn't exist, in fat people porn, is to wet someone's dick and then roll it in Dorito dust and then have a fat lady suck it off. I mean,
And you could call it a flavor seal?
I would call it a ranch log. Hey, you want some ranch log?
Does this look like DJ Lou?
Yes. I thought that was a Chinese Lou mask.
I'll tell you what, if you put a Yankees hat on it, it might. DJ Lou gave up in quarantine. DJ Lou was all Kango hats for a while, and now he's gone back to baseball.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm out.
Whoa.
You're out of the Kango
what
hat game?
What happened?
I'm out. I'm trying too hard. I got to be myself.
Okay.
It'd be you.
Did chick dump you?
Damn it.
No, not yet.
She hated the Kango hats.
No, she liked them, actually. I just felt like I was dressing up for Halloween every day. Stupid.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
I got to agree with him. The Kango hat, you can only do it for a little while. It's a hot hat. You always wind up taking it off, your head's sweating. Then you got to put it back on. And you're going to make that decision backwards or forwards. Am I going to look like fucking Rick Voss or a fucking paperboy?
Yeah. Or remember early I was big Kevin on the James. Hats.
Remember Big
Rich Voss
J?
Was
I was
big on. Oh, you
I
want
was
hats?
Big
yeah.
on. Remember the back in the day where the leather can go backwards? Oh, that's
yes,
why I
do.
Lost all my hair.
Oh man, you got cursed. You got cursed by the Kangol backwards hat.
Oh, it was the worst. And then you'd meet up with a girl and you'd take it off and it smelled.
Oh, you'd that's weird.
Like five sets at the cellar and you'd take
Voss
it off and it smelled.
Voss had a collection. A collection
of
Kangol.
He's an addict. He's a fucking addict. He's like Patrice. Both of those fucking idiots went through phases of outfits. You know when your friend dies and you get a hat?
They're just trying to pawn all of his shit that he bought unnecessarily.
Yeah. Well, when Patrice died, everybody got a hat. It's like, I wish he was into Rolexes. I got a stupid Cedric the Entertainer hat.
That's so funny. Yeah. Was your grandfather a 30s gangster? And you go, no, my friend got into hats.
No, my friend got super into hats at the end.
Yeah.
Hats.
I remember when we got hats, it really pissed me off because I got a hat. Someone, there was the hat that he wore in the special that's everybody was like, who got that hat? Because for some reason that was going to be more on eBay. I don't know what the fuck everybody was excited about that. But I remember Dane got two hats. I was like, why did he get fucking two? And like, even in death, I am fucking just not good enough. You know what I mean? It's like, even in death, I come in last.
Or like, do you think that was one of Patrice's final jokes where he told his estate, like, listen, give Dane two hats just to fuck with Bobby. He's like, I just want to get one out of him.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. In this next clip, Bobby Kelly talks about the time he had his heart broken by a hooker in Brazil.
I think when me and my buddy Glenn used to go to the massage place, I think Glenn several times gave the girl the let me get you away from all this.
Dude.
Let me take you away from all this.
I drunkenly, when I worked
try to slide his real number and be like, hit me up for real on the thing and we'll get you out of here.
When we went to Brazil the second time, when you bring a girl back to your room, I would hide my stuff under the bed. And then I would have little, in the U.S., I made little care packages. So I had like 10, 15 little care packages of a medium wife beater black, some deodorant, toothbrush, toothpaste, Q-tips, and some mouthwash for the girls. So I would have little care packages. So I would give them a little gift. They'd be like, here, there's a few. And they were like, oh, because they wanted to, you know, wash up and smell good because they had to go do something else and brush their teeth, and they put a little wife beater on after. Dude, and hang out a little bit.
Look at you giving rejuvenation packs.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
He goes, Bobby goes, I threw a fucking turkey baster in there with some fucking club soda. They squirt up their hooch, you know. Fucking
take this. Go clean my muck off of you in the bathroom.
Yeah, sorry I slimed you. Why don't you go in the bathroom and just clean all that up?
Condom broke. Go queef out the goo and put on some of this roll-on while you're there.
I don't know if you want to fucking scope out all my ball garbage I just put in your mouth. But,
Jesus Christ. Well, dude, I mean, so when you sweet. Put it that way.
So sweet.
All right.
Bobby.
Thank you. Enjoy the free tank top. Get out there, city of God.
All right, dude. All right, 28 grams. Get out of here.
I had little tiny sample bottles of cologne. That when you go and you get the little samples, I would samples of women's, like Angel. I had Angel. I had a bunch of Angel. They loved Angel. And I would put it in with these little care packages.
That's so sweet.
They would not want, I didn't want them to take my shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wanted them, you know, I wanted to give them a little something and make them feel nice. And
Bobby,
and
what if you found out? What if you found out that in prostitution circles in Brazil, there's like a folk song about you, about the nice man that gives the packages to clean? It's in Portuguese. In Portuguese, it means bringer of clean. It's a song called Roberto, You Have Rejuvenated Me.
Thanks for draining my bag. Here's a little something for you. Now get back out. Now back to barefoot soccer. Soccer for you.
Yeah, sorry. That was a painful one. That was a powerful one. Good luck going to your stacks of houses on that hill with Jesus on the top.
Have fun at the favela. Listen.
Yeah.
There's a little baby lotion there if you want to put that on your ashy knees.
Maybe you got a brother that's good at cage fighting. Here's some scope.
I don't know. Here, take a couple extra bucks. Try to get electricity in your village. All right, thanks, dude.
Yeah. Good luck to you and your brothers Ronaldinho and Ronaldinho or whatever the hell their names are.
It's a J, but it's an H. I don't know what the fuck you guys say.
Yeah. The whole thing in Brazil was like, it's not, you don't give them like cashola for an exchange. It's like you go, you're my girlfriend for the day, and they're like, sure.
No.
That's what I was told it was like.
Well, Patrice did that. Patrice went there. Patrice did a weird thing, dude. He went down there trying to be like the fucking mayor of Rio. Like, he wanted to be liked. You know what I mean? It's like he would throw money at the kids.
And that was a problem. You know, I heard had to leave fast because
it was a fucking definite problem. He would take his girl, like, he got a girlfriend and would take her shopping. Yeah. Like, he took her out. Got her a TV and got her clothes. It's like he was living some weird fucking fantasy.
Is that so like Insecure guy stuff?
I don't know. It was weird. It was fucking weird.
It's funny to know that Patrice was doing the Pretty Woman experience and then Norton's just throwing a pocket of noodles at a lady. And he goes, there you go. Yeah. Just eat that.
Microwave that later, stupid. Now suck it.
I want to piss on you, dummy.
But Keith was the worst, because Keith would just pull you out of the matrix. As soon as you started like living the fantasy that you wanted, he'd be like, she's a whore, stupid, right in her face. She's a whore. What are you doing? You don't like you?
Stop talking to her before La Policia comes our way.
Yeah, I'll stop it. We got to get out of this favela. Patrice greased the palms of all the police, and now we're in trouble.
The Federale's looking for us.
Yeah, he would really, right in her face, she's a whore. And she'd just start laughing because she'd be like, you're right. That fucking angry black dude's right.
She goes, you got it.
I want nothing to do with you.
Well, meanwhile, Patrice is like, pick your house. Pick your Adobe. Yeah. I'll buy it.
Patrice is doing a lot of this with his hands on her eyes behind her. Patrice has his hands over her eyes and he goes, is it everything you wanted?
Sweetie, I bought you 85 more cinder blocks so you can finish your house.
puppy.
I just got the metal beams. I got you a TV. He bought a girl a TV. He bought her outfits and I think pots and pans.
Oh my God.
Pots and pans is the best. And she goes, can we go to Crate and Barrel? And he goes, why don't you calm it down? We'll go to Pier 1.
Yeah. He regales them with stories of indoor plumbing. Oh, you can just flush it over and over again. Don't matter.
He goes, you can drink the water right out the tap. And they're like, oh.
Ain't no bugs, no water, nothing.
I remember one time I fell in love with this girl. She wouldn't want anything to do with me. She was beautiful, like blonde, J-Lo, gorgeous. And finally, we were out at the little cafe, and there was a, they called her the panty lady. She had G-string panties on a stick, and the girls would buy them, you know, because they always needed new panties because, you know, whatever, right? Yeah. So I saw this girl, and she was by herself, and we're at the cafe. I bought her American flag panties, little G-strings. And she took them, and she waved, and I waved, and I waved her over. She came over and sat next to me, and it was me, Patrice with his girl, Norton, and everybody was there, Steinberg and Keith. And I was talking to her, and Keith goes, stop talking to her like she's a regular chick. She's a hooker, dummy. Stop trying to make a connection with a whore. Right? And I was like, shut up, dude. Stop it. He's like, dude, she's a whore. Stop trying to get meaningful with a whore. Right, Bobby's over here talking, asking her where she's from. The jungle, stupid. Listen. And she fucked me right now. I go, would you have sex with him? She's like, no. And what about me? Who would you pick? She's like, you. And everybody laughed. It was funny. So I was going to take her to dinner. So I was like, wait right here. I went upstairs to my room. I showered. I put on my best clothes. I bought like a nice outfit. Cologne, everything. I came back down like literally 20 minutes later, 30 minutes later, dressed up, ready. I was going to take her to a restaurant, a fancy restaurant. And I came down, everybody was gone except for one dude over in the corner. He goes, you looking for your friends? I go, yeah. He goes, they all left. And that dude that was yelling at you took that girl. I think he's fucking her in his hotel room right now. As soon as I left, Keith grabbed her hand. He goes, how much? And she was like, no. And he goes, 200 real. She was like, okay.
Jesus. But here's the kicker.
He took her back to his room, and she got naked. He goes, nah, nah, nah. Put the panties on.
Oh, the ones that you purchased?
He made her wear the panties. I got her.
What a piece of shit.
He fucked her with the panties on. And then I'm not even kidding. My heart hurt. I felt... Like when I was by myself and I was all dressed up and when they were like, he's gone. And I felt like pain. Like I got broken up with pain.
Like, you look down at your sockless shoes that you're wearing. And you realize that Keith is just up there. Fucking.
I had sandals.
Your RK cufflinks on your linen shirt.
Oh, dude, the smell of gel solidifying in your hair.
Dude, I was so sad. I had to go back up to my room at like 6. Which is terrible.
A sun up, sun's in.
Keith fucked me a more, dude.
Yeah.
he came back. He told me the story. He goes, yeah, fuck the, your panties are in a ball with my jizz on them in the corner.
Jesus. That is so fucking funny, dude. What a
He was a piece of shit.
Keith is a really bad person. He's not a good person.
Everyone's down there. Everyone's down there to fuck beautiful hookers, and Keith still does a mean thing involved in it.
He can't not.
It's already
be
void
just
of
a piece
the
of
whole
shit.
Situation's void of morals, and yet still he breaks bro code. Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.